1-866-823-1077, and 7:18 is the time. Well, that's what time it is here. What time is it in Afghanistan, Sergeant Keeler?
Right now it's about 3:47.
3:47 in the afternoon.
That is correct.
All right. Well, as it is our pleasure to welcome from the New Hampshire National Guard, we have been fortunate enough to check in with members of the Guard that are in Afghanistan. And Sergeant Keeler, you're with the 237th?
That is correct.
And where are you, sir?
I am on Kandahar Airfield.
Oh, okay. So it's pleasure having, you know, being able to bring you back to New Hampshire for a few minutes anyway.
Oh, it's much appreciated.
Well, believe me, it's our pleasure for everything that the men and women of the 237th Military Police, the regulators, everything you guys are doing. So you're into your deployment now. You've been there for a while. For better or for worse, you are calling it home. What do you think?
Things going good. Getting used to the weather. You know, it's not like New Hampshire. It's a little warmer, and we don't have as much humidity, so it's, you know, adjusting.
So is it like going to Arizona or New Mexico, that dry heat?
Yes. When I got off the plane, I was like, I've been to Vegas a couple of times, and it's that type of heat.
Oh, okay. So you can still do your job. It's not unbearable, like being in Florida when it's, you know, 100 degrees and humid.
Nope. Just got to make sure, you know, you're drinking water, staying hydrated, and, you know, getting the right amount of shade.
Now, I'm assuming from what I've seen in the past, you've got water stations and you got buffaloes all over the place, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, it's readily available. There's not a shortage.
No, that's good. So what do you do with the 237th, Sergeant Keeler?
I'm the company supply sergeant for the unit and all of our other units.
So you're the man that finds stuff?
Yeah, I track equipment and make sure whatever sections need, whatever equipment, I make sure they have it and make sure that it's inventoried and they have everything they need to maintain their mission.
They must either love you or hate you. You must have a lot of friends at varying times.
You hit the nail on the head right there. sometimes I'm the best friends, the other times the other way around. But majority, I mean, everyone's been really helpful and, you know, it's never been an issue.
Oh, that's good. So in the conversations we've had, Kandahar is much bigger than I thought it was. I just thought it was kind of a base unto itself, but I'm hearing that there are tens of thousands of people there.
Yep, that's it. It is a massive place, and there are a lot more soldiers here than I originally thought, and it is a city upon itself.
Now, is it just military, or are they civilians and civilian contractors and vendors all within these parameters, or how is it set up?
There is a blend. Like you said, there's contractors, there's U.S. We have some other forces here as well.
Huh. All right. So now, I know that members of the regulators are spread out over many, 5, 6, 7 FOBs. Do you get to go out to them, or are you pretty much confined your activities to Kandahar?
Every now and again, I get to go and travel, but for the most part, I'm here because this is where the main facilities are getting equipment in and along those lines.
So how do you get equipment in? I mean, do you actually fill out the paperwork and just make an order and wait for a shipment to come in?
Essentially, that's what I do. Depending on what it is, if it's local organic here, I can go somewhere and get it, or if I need to order it, it comes in.
So if it's local or organic, as you say, Do you actually like haggle with the vendors to get this stuff, or do you just bring a purchase order and say, here it is? I mean, how does that work?
No, for me to get items along those lines, we have like a military depot we go to, and then if I need to order something, and it comes into that hub per se.
Oh, okay. So what do you do for fun?
For fun, I like to go traveling, camping, watch football. That's my big three right there.
Now, do you get football? You know, we just Patriots just had their first pregame season on Friday. Can you guys get that?
Yep. Some of the Armed Forces Network, they call it AFN, they show games here, and then sometimes you get a tape delayed version, so it's all the football with none of the commercial breaks.
Oh, that's good. So what do you do on your downtime when you're at Kandahar?
The limited amount that I get, be able to call back home when I can, play spades, hang out with my roommates, read books, stuff along those lines.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to be there for a while, then you're going to come back to New Hampshire after this deployment is done. What do you do for work when you're back in New Hampshire?
My job back in New Hampshire is what I do here. I work full-time for the unit back home.
Oh, okay. Where's home? What town?
Franklin, New Hampshire.
Excellent. Anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to this morning, Sergeant?
Yes, I would. I'd like to say hello to my wife, Danelle, my daughter, Scotland, and my parents. Hopefully they're listening.
Well, I hope so, too. And if not, typically what happens is when the interview's done, we usually get a phone call from a husband or wife, a family member, and they say, hey, can we get a copy of that interview? We want to hear him. And they just like to play it over and over and over. Yeah, that's a good thing, though. Phone communications, internet access, you've got all that so you can stay in touch with home pretty regularly?
Yeah, compared to my first time, it's a lot better and a lot more infrastructure is set up. So, yeah, I mean, communicating back home is really awesome, and it helps out with the passing of the time and staying in touch.
What was your first deployment?
I deployed back in 2004.
Iraq?
Yes.
So it must be, we've had quite a few technological breakthroughs since then.
Yeah, it's definitely helped, and you can see the progress made, and it just makes it that much easier.
Now, do you have a place that you go? I know when I visited, I was at one of the bases in Kuwait, they had a USO set up, and that's where the phone calls were made. Is that the way it works there, or do you have some other place that you go?
Yep, there's a USO hub, and there's other phone centers that other soldiers use, and you know I use to call home.
No, that's kind of cool. Internet connection work?
Yep, it's almost like being home. I mean, you get delays, but it happens.
Well, you know, that is kind of cool because, you know, nighttime comes, you want to hear a friendly voice to be able to pick up the phone and call home if you've got the phone call or the internet connection. Makes life a little easier, I would think.
Oh, it definitely helps. And staying in touch with my young daughter, it definitely helps out.
How old's your youngest?
She is 3 and a half.
Oh, wow. So, you know, we talk about soldiers deploying, but it's tough for the families, too, you know, with dad just picking up and taking off for a period of time.
Yeah, I mean, the family's the backbone of everything we do, so I'd like to thank my wife for everything she's doing.
Well, and we try to do that as well because the families who, you know, pick up and carry on when the member of the guard takes off in deployment. It's hard. I mean, you've got to come up with a whole new routine that doesn't include dad shoveling or you know taking the trash or doing the grocery shopping or picking up the kids or whatever. So you've got to the families go through a certain amount of sacrifice too. And I know that you are all appreciative of everything that your families do.
Oh, yeah, I thank my wife all the time, and the other day she was painting her room, and I was like, well, that's my job, so you know, maybe I won't have to go home and paint her house.
Well, hopefully, Sergeant, we'll get you, you know, I'm sure you haven't started counting the days yet, but we'll get you home painting again soon.
Very good.
Well, it is, thank you for your service, and please tell everybody else in the 237th that, you know, we haven't forgotten about you, and it's something I look forward to every Tuesday to get a chance to check in with you folks just to say hey and let you know we haven't forgotten you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Sergeant. Have a good one. Be safe.
You too.
All right. 728, Sergeant Keeler out of Franklin, 237th Military Police Unit out of, he's out of Franklin, but the regulators on deployment in Afghanistan and the sergeant at Kandahar Air Force Base. But yeah, bigger than I thought. I just figured, you know, I've been to a few bases, and it's like, okay, but they're talking 15, 20, 25,000 people. I mean, this is a honking base. This just ain't a little airport. This is a big operation, and he's the man. He's the supply guy. You need stuff. You better be nice to Sergeant Keeler and fill out the paperwork in triplicate, or you ain't getting it. So thank you, Sergeant, and to his family, to his wife and kids, thank you, because I know it's kind of a grind for you, too. But so thank you for the things you